Stupidity has been presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Welcome to a journey inside the soul of one of sports media's brightest minds. A profoundly nuanced odyssey called Stupidity. Hosted by the incomparable Stu Gotts, a man I consider a personal hero, an icon of the industry. I want to make no bones about it. There is no Mike Greenberg today without the sensational Stu Gotts providing me the inspiration to chase my dream and challenge myself to be just half as brilliant as he is. Allow me, Mike Greenberg, a man who would probably today be doing traffic in Sioux Falls without Stu Gotts' influence, to welcome you to a truly transcendent sonic experience. This is Stupidity.
Welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world. Thanks to you. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. I am sitting a mere 5 feet from Stanzik right now. It is awkward for both of us. Stanzik won't even look me in the eye.
Crazy. I can't. This is too uncomfortable. You're normally not right next to me. I normally have a nice buffer. like a Connecticut to Florida buffer.
Like 13 states?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very uncomfortable.
Is it 13 states? I have no idea.
I think you're thinking of the colonies, maybe?
I'm thinking of the Eastern Seaboard. Yeah. I'm wondering if there are 13 states.
How many states are in the Eastern Seaboard?
Well, let's start with Connecticut and move our way down.
I think we'd start with Maine, Massachusetts. I'll do this because you're not going to. I don't know if Vermont touches
is
the
New
ocean.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Okay. I went to camp in New Hampshire.
So did I. Where?
There was a sea there.
There's a big lake. I know that.
Lake Winnipesaukee.
There you go. Same. Camp I go Winnaukee. There every summer.
Camp Winnaukee.
What's that? That's the camp. Oh, yeah. Sandy Island for me. No, Sandy Island.
Oh, really?
Run by the Boston YMCA. What's up?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
I know.
Wait, so we've established that. We have three states.
Yeah, I lost count, actually.
So New York, that's Eastern Seaboard. Connecticut is Eastern Seaboard. That's five, right? Delaware?
Sure. Yeah, Delaware. There's some beaches there, Delaware.
Okay, Delaware. We have North Carolina, South Carolina. Are you keeping
Georgia,
count?
Florida. I think we're at nine.
We have nine states usually.
Virginia.
Separate. West Virginia?
I don't think West Virginia gets near the ocean.
West Virginia, huh.
There's just a lot of couches on fire.
Yeah, why is it the Eastern Seaboard if it's an ocean?
The ocean is a sea. It's a thing.
No, the ocean's an ocean. The sea is the sea.
Yeah, this word seaboard's great. I don't think you ever use seaboard unless you're saying the Eastern Seaboard.
There's not a Western Seaboard.
No,
right?
No. It's just the Pacific Ocean.
I'd be watching.
Yeah, the West Coast.
But seaboard, that's confusing. I'm wondering why it's, and because I'm not in my office and can't Google anything, we'll just leave it there.
I just guess.
All right, so normally there are 15 states.
Yeah.
Already mean fancy, we think. Or 11 or 12. Doesn't matter. What is the plan? I am up here this week. We're having a blast. I'm in Bristol. I did a couple of shows with Diana Rossini, the Weekend Observations crew. Later today, and it's been a lot of fun. It's also been dizzying. It's been a whirlwind. I have no idea what we're going to do for this week's Stupidity. Do you have any ideas for me?
Yeah, let's just walk around, see who we run into.
That's a terrible idea.
Why not?
It's the greatest idea in the history of
Lazy River.
It's a lazy river, okay? We're just, listen, Stanzik and I are going to hop in a raft together, okay? Not separate rafts, okay? One of those rafts where one person sits in the front, I'll sit in the back, and you sit in between my legs, okay? You lean back, okay, Stan? You good with that?
Got more uncomfortable in here.
Okay, that's what I want you to do. We're going to take this raft, we are going to take it around the Bristol campus, and we're just going to stop and talk to anyone and everyone. Is that what you're thinking?
That's the plan.
All right, let the lazy river take you where it takes you. If it takes you to Freddie Coleman, great. If it takes you to the cafeteria, even better. If it takes you to the building four, outstanding, because that's where all the executives are. I'm going to negotiate deals.
Splash.
All right, so we're in the Golic and Wingo studios, and Stanzik is holding a tiny little black box. He is walking side by side with me. We're about to leave the studio. It's the Golic and Wingo studios. Really, the last couple of days, they've been mine. And so, Stanzik, what were you asking right before we turned this microphone on? This is 2019. This is what we're f-ing working with right here.
I feel like I'm one of those guys behind a head coach on the sideline in a football game. I'm picturing like Charlie Weiss's kid when he was like 12 and really fat. I think he's an offensive coordinator somewhere, but I feel like I'm him following you walking around.
Okay, but not the get back coach. So Sean McVay's got a ton of wires hanging around from him, and you're holding all the wires and the headsets and everything together. Okay. So you're my wire. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to walk out of the Golic and Wingo studios. I am hungry. I need some food. We're just going to walk through the hallways. Whoever we bounce into, it's a lazy river. This whole place is a lazy river. The laziest person here being me. Okay? We're going to walk around cafeteria, maybe the makeup room. We're just going to talk to people. I don't know what we're going to talk to them about. I don't know who these people are. I don't really care who they are. But we're going to talk to them and just ask them random questions. Is that what we're doing, Sid?
That's the plan. Not much of a plan. We're just going to walk and see what happens.
We're just going to see how it goes. All right? So here we go. Look, here's a person. Evan, Golic and Wingo, executive producer of the Golic and Wingo show. How do you feel about me being up here the last couple of days?
A lot less work gets done.
Perfect. We'll see you later. So now I am walking past the Fantasy Focus football studios. There are people in here. There's a tour going on. There's a guy with a Guns N' Roses shirt. There are amazing things happening in here. Who are you people?
We're on a tour.
Oh, you're on a tour. Hello. Okay. Does anyone want to be interviewed for a podcast? How do you feel the tour is going right now?
It's going real well. Having a great time. It's fun.
What's the coolest thing you've seen?
I think, you know, the history, that stand-in audio where you can stand in front of the screen. You can only hear it when you're standing in one little area. It's pretty cool.
All right, awesome. Well, enjoy the rest of your tour, guys. We appreciate it. It's already getting in the way. You're going to be on Stupidity this week, okay? Excellent job. Thank you very much. Sorry to barge in on that. All right, we're walking. Walking it. I see people to my left.
We're not getting very far, but Stu, you know him, right?
No.
You have no idea who I am.
Give me 1,000 guesses. I'll never get it.
You really don't know?
Mikey A.
Yeah. Yay! I came in earlier and said hi to you, and you were like, hi. And I was like, man, did I do something to Stu? Because he was really cold.
You realize. Yeah. But no, you do. Well, he's been around Mikey C. And so
I breathe a Mikey C fart, and there it is.
Wait, so Mikey, I was thinking about this because I was concerned coming up here. I was thinking, what's going to – is this the first time we've met?
This is the first time.
I was thinking to myself, what is going to happen when – because I don't know what Mikey A looks like. Yet we've been talking to each other for years. And so this is what happened.
I was sitting in the other room going, what did I do to Stu? Was I supposed to show up to something? And then I'm like, wait a minute. He has no idea who I am.
Here we go. We're walking down the hallway. Hold on. Well, who's this gentleman? Who are you, sir?
Brian.
All right. This is Brian. Brian, what do you do here?
I work in the catering department for ESPN.
Brian, okay. In the catering department for ESPN. Where is the food, Brian? I'm starving.
It's right down the cafeteria by the Starbucks. Put on.
But let me ask you a question. So I'm going to be here for the next couple of days, and I want food right in this in the studio, okay? Because I'm tired of walking in that cafeteria, coming back to the cafeteria. Right, it's enough. Can we arrange the next couple of days that you have some omelets, maybe an omelet station?
How about that? We can arrange that for you. We can get whatever you like. Basically, if you order, we can deliver for you.
You can? I had no idea. How come no one told me about this? All right, Brian, listen, here's the other thing. I want stories from the cafeteria. Do you have good stories from the cafeteria?
When I first came here, I met some famous people here I never met before.
Who?
Like who? Tell us.
I met Cedric the Entertainer.
Wow. Really? Wow. Like, who's the person you've met that you were most excited about?
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Really? Wow, that's pretty cool. So the perks of the job. How about that, right? Where does Stu Gatz rank on famous people that you've met?
He's up there.
You don't even know who he is. Well played, Brian. Thank you. I'll look forward to that omelet tomorrow. Thanks. Omelet station. All right, we're walking through the hallways. We are walking through. This is going well so far. There's Doug Kazarian. Here we go. We're going to place bets with Doug Kazarian.
First time, long time.
Doug, this is Stupidity. We're taping. We're just walking randomly through the hallways. It's a lazy river, this entire place. The laziest person being me. Give me a lock of the week.
Ooh, that is tough.
Yes.
North Carolina. Really? It's come up. 3.5 at Virginia Tech.
Wow, the heels. How about the heels? How about that? Mac Brown. Let's start playing the game. Off the bye, he said. Okay, I think I'm coming on your show later. I have no idea, but I think we are. Okay.
Yeah.
We're trying to work it out. It's very nice meeting you. Stanford, Steve, and the Bear, they're getting it done. Look at these guys.
They're taping their podcast right now. Should we barge in?
I would love to barge in. I'm going to barge in. Let's barge in. I am walking in. The Bear and Stanford, Steve are recording a podcast. I don't give a shit. I'm walking in, and I am taking over this podcast. Dreams are coming true right now. I am talking into not one, but two microphones. I mean, can we get a third,
please? Are either of them on? Are they both on?
Steve, it doesn't matter.
Now, I'm supposed to have lunch with you guys today, and I don't think that's happening either, because I'm getting pulled in a million directions around here.
What happened?
Sorry about that.
We can't swear on our podcast. We can't.
You can gamble, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure
that's,
can.
That's all. But wait, that's all me and Stanzik do on our podcast.
I'm aware.
Wait, so, Felika, now I realize when I was dropping F-bombs left and right, you were not comfortable.
No, I was sitting at home. Oh, this is great. Uncensored right here. I love it.
You guys are great.
How bad is Bristol?
It's a great question.
Seriously.
I get it in small doses, right? So it's not my life. So I'm enjoying it. To me, it's like a playground. I love it. So I love like Golic and Wingo Studios and the helmets and the, you know.
I'm talking about when you walk outside.
Well, then that's when it goes downhill.
It's supposed to be lovely this afternoon, I hear, when we're done.
Well, I don't know. The Yankee game's supposed to get right.
It is canceled.
New York, bro. That's New York.
Yeah, but we're only an hour north, right?
Well, they're more than that.
A buck and a half, buck 45.
Yeah, we're secluded.
Well, so to answer your question, Steve, it's dizzying. It's just weird, right? Like, I know people were excited to have us up here, but like, there are employees here asking me for my autograph.
Does that happen to you?
Wow. Yeah, it's definitely happened to him.
Doesn't happen to me.
Felika, this guy is the biggest guy. He's the best. I mean, him and Ben Powell, that's the best show going at the network.
All right. Outside the gates.
Yes.
Like, you probably got on the plane in Miami, flip flops, shorts, t-shirt, and you get off, like, that drive from Hartford.
So I flew into Westchester because I just like, okay. I like going small airports. So I went Good Palm call. Beach to Westchester.
Oh, perfect.
Because it's call. Just easier. And then all I right. drove like the hour and 15 minutes.
Took
to
it
get
all
up.
In. The leaves are changing.
Yes, I'm driving at night. But anyway, so I drove the hour and change to get up here. And it's sad. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you.
All right. Like, just want to make sure.
This is it. Like, this is the big playground. And then once you're done playing in the playground, there's really nothing else to do.
Go to your room.
Yeah, just go back to
your room. Sushi tree, Samba.
Have a cookie and then just lay in your bed. And here's the other thing. You can only get ESPN in the hotel.
Well, speaking of, have you heard where the Ohio State Northwestern game might be broadcast this week?
No.
Friday night.
No. This is good.
Well, with the rainouts, baseball, we know the issues that some people have. You might have to go to Fox Business to find Ohio State Northwestern.
Really?
Big Ten Fox deal to get the games on a weeknight, big rivalry night, and you got to go to Fox Business.
But listen, here's one thing I'm certain.
I'm Maria Bartiromo with the Fox Business halftime report.
But here's what I'm certain, and so are you, Stanford Steve. The Bear knows exactly where to find that game.
Absolutely.
We'll find it. Actually, now that you're talking about this and hotels and everything.
He's got to call where they're going to be out for dinner. Private room.
Because I remember last year when the Yankees played the Astros in the LCS.
Yeah.
We were in State College that weekend, and the hotel did not have MLB Network. It was like,
so that's what I'm saying. Like, I was up here trying
tough.
To watch.
Yeah, it's,
I was trying to watch a Yankee game yesterday. I think it was FS1.
Yeah. Yep.
Couldn't find it.
Yep.
No.
I couldn't find it. They don't have FS1 in the hotel. Now, listen, if I was ESPN, I would do the same exact thing. If I ran this network. But I marvel at the fact that, I mean, it's just funny.
Spoiled.
I can watch a Yankee. Yes, but it's our job to watch the game.
Correct.
And I can watch it.
There you go.
So someone told me you can come here and watch it. But so I'm like, I can watch FS1 at the ESPN headquarters, but not in my hotel.
That used to be the greatest thing back when we had like no money and you like whatever. You'd like come in and watch like the fight, whatever the big boxing match,
right.
All that pay-per-view stuff on like Friday or Saturday night.
Right.
Just come in here, find an empty TV and just pop it on one of the props.
What do you guys do Saturday? Like after game day, what happens there? Like where do you guys sit in a bus?
We go to the bus and watch. We got five TVs back there and. Yeah.
He holds it down.
It's the best,
right? Bunker in, get some lunch,
it's
turn the games on.
I really want to experience
that. Turn 602 on TVG and start firing in some action.
So we had Reese in studio for a half hour on our show on Tuesday. After he got over us just kind of creeping him out about his hair and how good looking he is, we actually got into a pretty good conversation. He has invited me to come on College Game Day. So have you. I am very excited for this, and we're going
to
make this happen. I
you
just don't know when.
All right, well, you got to shave. You got to shower. You got to get rid of the bed
Steve,
head.
All
You've
really,
been hanging out with outsiders
Steve,
too much.
Really, all I want to do is, I have, yes, I'm going to have a cigarette with him right now, but the dumpster's about to
heater work.
All I told the Bear I wanted to do, because I love him so much, okay, is I just want to sit next to him. I don't want to say
There's
a word.
There's no room in that desk.
I don't care.
We don't have plenty of room now.
Okay, and I just want to sit next to him, okay? That's it. I won't say anything. I won't make a pick. And when he delivers the old, maybe I'll make one.
I was going to say, the people might want your picks.
But the only thing I want to do, and do you agree with this? Stanzik and I maintain that whenever the bear makes a pick, there needs to be a bear growl after the pick, right? In fact, you should do it on this podcast.
I wish you had a headset in because we found a bear growl.
You found it? Yes, they did. Oh, wow. They did.
Real quick, you got an NFL pick?
Oh, wow. Jeez, do I have an NFL pick?
Against
Let me
Dolphins,
think about this.
Plus 17.
I was going to say, how can you?
Let me see the lines, and I'll give you a pick real quick.
This we is don't have NFL
do You guys
lines.
Actually do research, and
this
I do it by gut. Yeah. Yeah, but just go. All right, so give me one NFL. Give me like three NFL lines if you can. Because I marvel at
The Bills were like 17 over the Dolphins.
I'm being serious here. I marvel at just how good at this thing you guys are. Like, I don't think people realize how hard it is to be good at this, at making picks, and how much research goes into it. I wake up on Sunday mornings, 15 minutes before the game, I look at the lines, and
who's in my teaser?
That's who I'm picking. Who's in my teaser and my goose 17 parlay?
How about the guy in the contest that's 27-3?
That's amazing.
NFL games, he's 27-3. I couldn't even go 27-3 just picking
incredible.
A winner in the NFL.
That's right. That
is amazing.
Patriots minus 10 at Jets.
Okay, that's a good one. Jack Del Rio was on the show. Guaranteed victory for the New York Jets, okay?
Ooh.
I got to be honest.
When? Last week against the Cowboys or this week?
This week against the Patriots.
Whoa.
Guaranteed. So the Jets are going to win the game.
Favorite team.
Listen, he said the Jets are going to win the game. I think what you've seen from the Jets last week and the first three quarters of Buffalo is what Adam Gase thought the Jets were going to be. And the Patriots at 6-0, which is ridiculous that they're 6-0, and we have no questions about that team, but we have questions about every other team in the NFL. Here they are at 6-0 again. But they're not like, it doesn't feel like they're
offense
playing as
well.
Offense
has been really choppy.
Clunky, right?
They haven't played anybody.
And so I'll take the Jets.
Okay.
Do that.
I will take the Jets. They will not win the game. I don't want them to win the game. I want them to lose the remainder of their games, but I will take the Jets to cover that spread.
The other game, which is interesting, is the Thursday game, Kansas City at Denver. Chiefs are only a 3-point favorite.
That's weird, right?
You would think lose back to back home games like that.
Now there needs to be a big nose sniff down.
Clip your nose and take Fangio at home.
But something smells there, right?
Really?
That means the Broncos are going to win the game.
Chiefs might stink. Yeah.
Right,
never know,
and they might not.
Yeah, the quarterback's playing on one leg. I guess
the beauty
not
of the NFL,
good.
They might stay, and the beauty of our jobs, they might stay,
and
they might win the Super Bowl. I love you.
All right,
guys.
Go back to research. Get your research.
Very good
done.
Research.
Stupidity. All right, so now I've just left the Stanford Steve and Bear podcast. That was fun. I love those guys. I am walking into a conference room right now only because I saw a man that I'm very familiar with. His name is Roy Bellamy, and of course he is eating.
Hello, Stugatz.
How do you feel like the show went the last couple of days?
The last couple of days have been epic, I would think.
Yeah, they've been fun. Diana Rossini, fantastic, right?
Yes, she is. Absolutely, yes.
She is not afraid to just bite back at all of us, right?
No, absolutely not. She's you.
I'm terrified of her. How are you today, by the way?
Good.
What is your name?
Esmeralda.
Esmeralda, what do you do here at ESPN?
Board up, jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades. Awesome. Listen, enjoy your lunch with Roy. What I can promise you is that it'll be a very peaceful and quiet lunch, okay? Hello, who do we have here? Oh, I love women's lacrosse. My daughter plays women's lacrosse.
I know this. I played in college. What is happening here?
We are taping a podcast. Wait, where do you play in college?
I played at Brown.
Really? Wow. And so my daughter, okay, one of my goalies actually just went to a Brown camp. She killed it. She crushed it.
Coach sucks. Don't let her go there.
Oh, wow. Oh wow. Bad blood. Freddie Coleman. Hold on. Freddie Coleman. This is how it happened. Sorry. We're talking lacrosse. And the next thing you know, we're talking to the best nighttime radio host in the history of America. When I walk down the hallway in South Beach, I don't see anybody. Okay. I walk down the hallways in Bristol. I see Freddie Hold me.
you know what it is? We haven't seen each other since we did First Take about 4 years ago.
Correct. Which I think was the last time I did First Take.
I think it was the last time I did First Take, as a matter of fact. They pushed us to the radio.
We were that bad, Freddie?
No, we were terrific. They just don't know talent when they realize it from that standpoint. But when I saw you around, I'm thinking, what is he doing here? I said, you know what? Why can't he be here? Why not have a chance to hang out with us? We get a chance to hang out with you.
I love it, man. I'm glad to see you.
Yeah, always good to see you.
I'm happy to see you.
And do you have any, anything you want a hot take on right now? Anything? Sports? What's on the top of your mind right now?
Poor LeBron James. This, too, is going to pass. We know it's a bad look for him. You should know better trying to be the face of the NBA. You need your boys around you to say, hey, LeBron, there's certain things you can say, but don't say that. This, too, is going to pass. It'll be back to LeBron land all over again. If this is a little dent in his car, the car is going to be fine. Just take it to the shop, repair it, and then LeBron will be left alone all over again.
I mean, I just watched Freddie Coleman do his show right in front of my face, and this is why I love Bristol, Connecticut. Thank you, Freddie. God time of nighttime talk radio right there.
He's the god of sports talk radio at night. He really is. Him and Eddie Kaplan. Ooh, there's a Starbucks. We're walking by Starbucks. Let's talk to the Starbucks person.
Yeah.
I have a question. How long have you been doing this, Noel?
5 years, I think.
And I'm interested in, like, the person consistently, on a consistent basis, who is the rudest to you, who's that people would know, who is just rude when they're online getting Starbucks. Like, not paying attention to anything that you say, nothing. Who is that person?
Diana Rossini. Always on her phone, constantly ignoring me.
Oh, that sounds like the Rossini I know. Yeah, that sounds like her. Who's the most famous person you've ever served coffee to? Besides me.
Nelly, actually.
You serve coffee to Nelly here?
Yeah.
Right here?
Yeah.
Nelly was here? Wow. And so tell me, like, how did that interaction go? Like, what did he get? What did Nelly get?
Caramel macchiato. That's it.
He did? Yeah. And were you nervous?
No, not really. I didn't notice it was him until he was, like, there.
Right.
At first, I was like, that guy looks like Nelly. I'm like, oh, wait, no, that is Nelly.
Did he have a Band-Aid on his face?
I don't think so.
I mean, maybe it wasn't Nelly then. Who knows? I mean, you never know. They have a Band-Aid on his face. So do you know who I am?
Yeah.
Who am I?
Are you Doug Kazarian?
Nailed it. Perfect. Thank you, Noel. I appreciate it. Thank you for the water. All right, we're walking now through the car. I'm gonna eat at some point, right, Stan?
Yeah. That's the plan. You got to order food.
Stupidity. Yo, Stupidity, who are you?
My name's Doug.
This is Doug. I'm walking through the cafeteria, and a guy, Doug, just blurted out Stupidity. So we talked to Doug. Hey, Doug.
I'm from Great Neck.
Are you really? Yes. I'm from Port Washington. We used to make fun of kids in Great Neck. Stupidity.
I'm joking.
Are you dying? F***ing Noel. 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 He poisoned me. Hello, Joseph. How are you? Joe, do you know who I am?
Of course I know who you are.
Who am I?
Two gods.
I was hoping you would say Doug Kazarian. It's unfortunate. Doug's in the cafeteria a lot, let's be honest. Stupidity. That was so mean. I'm sorry, Kazarian. I'll make up for it when I come on your show later. So, Joe, here's what I want to know. Like, give me the most famous person you've ever served food to.
The most famous person, Drake.
Really? Wow. Now, this is getting interesting. All right. And what did Drake, not Nelly, Drake, though, right? What did Drake order?
Alfredo sauce. Alfredo. Pasta Alfredo.
This is what I love about ESPN, because you're doing your show, or you're just, Joe, you're doing your normal job, and then all of a sudden, who walks up to get food from you? Drake. Stupidity! All right. I'm going to order something. Okay. Are these chicken cutlets?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's do a chicken cutlet sandwich. Stanzik, you knew I was getting a chicken cutlet, right? Okay. Do you have, like, just a sub roll? Like, right there. Perfect. That roll. Excellent.
No, this one's his. I'll give you your arm.
No, I want his. Do you mind if I have your sandwich?
As long as you pay.
No, I wasn't planning on paying. I would love some cheese. American. Yep. A little light lettuce. Mayonnaise, and we're good. Oh, yeah. Heating it. Okay, so the, what's his name? Dave's asked me if I wanted my sandwich heated. My answer was, of course, yes, I want it heated. What are my choices? Oh, I have side choices. This cafeteria is marvelous. I have choices. I have sides.
You got chips, pretzels, carrots, and pickles.
Chips, pretzels, carrots. I'm going to go chips.
You too.
Really? What do you want, Stanton?
A pickle.
A pickle. Is this my sandwich?
That is your sandwich.
All right. I'll say hi to Bob Lee for you, okay?
Okay,
you have a
wonderful day.
Stupidity! So we're at a long line here at the cafeteria, and what I'm wondering here is, and Fitz is hanging around. He happens to just be in the cafeteria. That's what I love about this place. You walk around, boom, there's Fitz. But I am wondering, if I eat my sandwich before the line, before I get to the cashier, do I have to pay?
Yes, you still have to pay. In fact, the only reason I came up here is because I saw you standing here and I thought, man, this is my opportunity to get Stugatz to buy me something. Like, I'm trying to find out, does Stugatz even have a wallet on it?
Well, it's very funny. I came here because I saw you and I was thinking, this is Jason Fitz's opportunity to buy me something. How about that?
That's fair.
I'll buy you something, you buy me something.
So, I can't buy you anything because we have beef. You know, we have beef now because today I'm sitting around, I'm getting prepped for OTL, right? I'm getting ready to do a little bit of TV work, right? And what do I find out? I found out Zach Brown comes on with Levitard.
Yeah.
I have played with Zach Brown multiple times.
Yeah.
I can't get Zach Brown to come on Golic and Wingo.
I got good news for you. First off, you can blame Golic Jr. He stormed in and he wanted to be a part of that interview. He could have told you Zach Brown was coming.
I mean, he didn't, but still, like,
that's because I've taught Gojo well.
Okay, yeah. But
he was blocking you out.
Like, I have earned money standing on stage next to Zach Brown, and he won't come hang out with me, but hang out with Stu Gatz.
So I have good news for you.
Okay.
Zach Brown's coming on the show again tomorrow. No, he is. He is. He's coming on. And so if he does, and I think he is, you can be part of that one.
How is it that you keep getting country music people to come on your show, and I, like, I'm a voter for the Country Music Awards, and I can't get the damn country people to come on the show?
I bring it up with them. I mean, what do you want me to do? I don't want any of these people on, to be honest.
I'm very hurt.
I had Jason Aldean on our show. I didn't know who he was.
Wow. What are you eating, those two guys? Like, and Stanzik's walking around with the box.
So what he is you know, McVay has a guy, like, all the headsets, the wires are hanging out, and there's a guy who's following him around, making sure he doesn't trip over the wires. That's what Stanzik's
doing. Weiss's kid. Wow.
Charlie Weiss would love this cafeteria. Stupidity. All right, let's talk about ZipRecruiter for a minute here. Hiring can be a slow process. Cafe Altura's COO, Dylan Miskowitz, needed to hire a director of coffee for his organic coffee company, but he was having trouble finding qualified candidates. Director of coffee, that sounds like an amazing job, doesn't it, Stanzik?
Yeah.
Director of coffee. I mean, now I want to do athletes that can know coffee.
Isn't there a Paul Coffey hockey player?
There was a Paul Coffey, played for the Edmonton Oilers. How about
yeah,
that?
Is there a Grimes?
I don't know. Brent Grimes?
Oh, is there a Bean? Give me a Dizzy. No,
Butterbean.
Butterbean, yeah.
Boom! So he switched to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job so you get qualified candidates fast. Dylan posted a job on ZipRecruiter and said he was impressed by how quickly he had great candidates apply. He also used ZipRecruiter's candidate rating feature to filter his applicants so he could focus on the most relevant ones. And that's how Dylan found his new director of coffee in just a few days. With results like that, it's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See why ZipRecruiter is so effective for businesses of all sizes? Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. That's ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod, StuPod. ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
All right, so we were walking through the gallows of ESPN. I feel like we're going, what's building four?
Building four, that's where the bosses are.
I feel like we're like in Shawshank right now.
This door is like a prison door. About to go
this, I feel like Andy Dufresne, like climbing, like crawling through a river of shit to get to the other side. Okay.
Oh my God.
Nope. Don't feel like Andy Dufresne anymore because there's still shit in my river and it's Mikey Z. Maybe I am in Shawshank. We just opened the door on our way to building 4 and who did we stumble upon? Mikey C at a dumpster doing what Mikey C does at a dumpster, smoking a cigarette. This is delightful. Who would have thought? Actually, everyone would have thought. I mean, hey, what do you...
Right?
Yeah. Dumpster? Your Rome is dumpster?
I don't roam very far, yeah.
Listen, I want the full experience. What are you talking about? Okay.
Here we go. Mikey C at the dumpster? I just finished this one, but I'll light up another.
Of course you will.
Say hi, yeah. I don't know. I just opened up a fresh pack.
Right.
You know, so I'm like 3 deep in this one. Had half a pack. Have the 13.
13, and what time is it? 2:24. Here's what's happening. Mikey took a new 100 out, okay, because he wants 2 for 1. And he is not, are you going to smoke both at once? Is that what's going to happen? He just threw it into a drain after he lit his fresh new 100 cigarette. It is, you are breathtaking.
Yeah.
And this literally. Stupidity.
So what are you guys doing? Now, usually I don't even enjoy, when I go out for my cigarettes, it's usually Mikey C time, and I usually don't like talking to people. Right. It's kind of that's why I struggle so much when I do these smoke breaks.
I said, we've inconvenienced you by making you a f-ing star, right?
Well, I mean,
I cannot wait to play this back for Gojo. I mean, really. So you like alone time, quiet time when you're smoking cigarettes. And God forbid we came up with a funny idea for you, right? I mean,
Jesus Christ.
I mean, who has been the biggest guest that he just had to double light it? So what happened? So the cigarette was dragging.
It was like canoeing. It's kind of
is that what it's called, canoeing? So the cigarette, Mikey only lit like a half of it. It was coming down, and then he had to even it out. So he lit the other side of it. Wait, so who is the most famous person you've had out by this dumpster, besides me?
By this dumpster? Who is the most? I mean, is SVP the most famous?
Okay, so think. I want you to think about what you just said to me. We have inconvenienced you. You come out here and smoke cigarettes, and people like SVP come and join you.
Yeah, but it's not a normal traffic area for people unless they're coming out to do devious things like smoke and who knows what.
This is the devious part of ESPN, right?
This is the part that they don't show. Yes. Do you want a drag? You're looking at it like you want.
I don't want a f***ing drag. Are you going to give me a cigarette? Is that what you do? Am I going to have a cigarette with Mikey Z right now?
I think you have to.
What in Rome?
Come on, there's got to be somebody.
All right, this is happening. This is actually happening.
Don't tell my wife.
Don't tell anybody. Don't tell my wife or my kids. I am currently lighting up a cigarette with Mikey C. We're going to get to building 4 and we're going to pass out. I mean, I'm going to have a head rush. Mm-hmm. Do you still get head rushes?
No. Okay.
Are you sure you want to part with this? You're giving me a 100 cigarette here.
Okay.
You got plenty more. You got plenty more. Hold on. Mm-hmm. All right. We're smoking.
If you don't want to finish it, I'll finish it.
I know you will, and I probably don't want to finish it, and you probably will end up finishing it. Oh, my God. I'm lightheaded a little bit right now. Mm-hmm. So let's have a little conversation. You know, okay, cold weather, the smoke tends to stick to you more. Have you noticed that? Like the smell of it tends to stick to you more.
Well, that's why I bring, I've got this alongside.
What is that?
It's one of those like travel size Axe body spray things.
What does that do, Mike? I mean, I saw you this morning. I gave you a hug. You smell like a f***ing ashtray, dude.
Well, now I smell like an ashtray with Axe body spray.
Yeah, but it makes it. He just sprayed Axe on his body. It makes it smell
better, right? It's the worst. No, it's better. Come on.
Wait, and it just told me I'm in a building 4 and I really think I'm a f***ing chain smoker. This is terrible.
I think it helps mask it a little bit.
In the last 5 minutes of walking around with Sanzik, I've eaten a chicken cutlet sandwich, thrown down a double fat espresso, and I'm smoking a Marlboro 100 with my EC. Is this heaven?
It's Bristol.
Stupidity. Stupidity! All right, so we are in building 4. We have just left the dumpster in Mikey C. I have a head rush. I mean, this is terrible. I smell like cigarettes. People think I'm smoking. I don't even smoke. This is terrible. So we are walking through. We're in the newsroom right now, building 4. So these are some big executives here, man. All right, I'm walking down the hallway. Let's see. Oh, there's Amanda Gifford. She originally, you know, she hired me originally at ESPN. Amanda Gifford.
Wow, I did not know that. My old boss.
Well, I mean, they hired Dan. I just came along with it.
Package deal.
Not Stanzik, Lebatard. Okay. It was a package deal, right? The God bless Lebatard. So that's Amanda Gifford. She's not there. She's probably at the gym. Because that's what happens. As you rise here at ESPN, what happens is you work less and less. It's absolutely amazing. It's unbelievable. Hi, Pat. Just said hi to a guy. I don't know. He doesn't know me. I don't know him. Let's see. Who do we have? Rob Savinelli. Hello, Rob. Hey, Rob. How are you? I'm just waving to people. I'm interrupting meetings. Oh, Seth Morfman. Okay, hold on. We are standing outside Seth Morfman's door right now. He has not seen me. I don't think he knows who I am, but this guy, he is important. He's a Jet fan. Oh, sorry. So we are kindred spirits, okay? He's a Jet fan. I'm a Jet fan, okay? He does not see me yet. I don't know if he even knows who I am. Stanzik, do you think he knows who I am?
Zero chance. Okay.
So zero chance. So here's the deal. This person runs all things NFL for ESPN. All things NFL. I think he's on a conference call. We're going to find out together because I am not wasting this opportunity to walk into Seth Morfman's office and ask him if I can get a sideline reporter's gig, okay?
Should you knock?
No. Hey, Seth. I'm doing good. How are you?
All right. How you doing?
Listen, I walk in here, and this is Seth Morfman again. This person runs the NFL. He is a busy man. He's on a conference call, I think. He turned it down. And is this an important conference call?
It's actually about college football.
It's about college football. Okay, well, I'm here to talk NFL football. So, first off, my apologies that you have to. We're all part of the same tortured fan base, so my apologies to you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, but I see this beautiful painting here of the Sack Exchange. That is Gaston. Is that the Sack Exchange? Yeah, well, yeah. Salam, Lions, Gaston, Okleko.
That was probably the highlight of our lives, you and I.
Absolutely.
So anyway, I know you're busy. I want to let you get back to work, but I went in Rome. By the way, tons of Springsteen pictures everywhere.
Love the boss.
Yeah. Have you met him?
Never met him. No. Love to meet him. If you can get that arranged for me, that would be great.
Let's negotiate. So a good friend of mine, Jim Frivola, is Springsteen is actually his uncle. Okay. So, yes, he is. I swear to you, he is. And so here's the deal. Here's what I'm thinking. I arrange a meeting for you and
Monday Night Football booth.
Monday Night Football booth?
I can't do that.
Boogermobile.
Boogermobile? Just the mobile. I don't want to be on TV. Just the mobile.
Oh, we might be able to dig that up for you.
Okay. Let's maybe start smaller, okay? I get you to the boss, okay? And you, the boss of all things NFL here, you get me sideline reporting, preseason game?
How about pregame show?
The boss. I mean,
I can't speak for the game itself. I can speak for the pregame.
And what do I have to do? I have to get you a meeting with the boss, or do you want like backstage? Like, tell me what it is you want, just so I have, just so we're clear on the negotiation. This is going very, very well here. I was just going to come in and ask you for a job, but I mean, now I have to do work. Actually, it's not going well for me. It's going well for him.
I want to shake his hand.
So I have you shake the boss's hand, and in exchange, I get to do be a part of the pregame show for one NFL game.
On the field, yeah.
Oh, my God. Done. If I do well, is there an opportunity maybe for the second?
No.
Okay. Stupidity. Stupidity! All right, so Stanzik and I, we probably should have done this on the front end. We're doing it on the back end. We are walking to our boss's office. His name is Pete Genesini. He runs the entire digital side for ESPN, including all the podcasts, my podcast, Mina, all the podcasts, everything. He is the man. We love Pete, but we're going to ask him if it's okay, if he's okay with what we just did. And what we just did is walk around the entire Bristol campus interviewing anyone and everyone. I negotiated a deal with Seth Markman to be in the NFL pregame show. How about that? Who is he going to bump from the NFL pregame show if I'm on it? Not my problem. Just get Bruce to shake his hand. So we're walking to Pete's office, and here's the deal. Everything we just did, we're going to ask him for permission to do this after we've already done it. Hopefully he says yes. If not,
I think he'll like the idea.
I hope you have a plan B when he says no, because I don't think
we don't.
Okay. Let's go to Pete. He's probably in a meeting. Hold up. All right, we are strolling down a hallway. We are walking into Pete's office.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello, Peter.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I know it's odd that I'm coming into your office with a microphone in my hand, but that's what I'm doing because we're doing Stupidity right now, and I wanted to ask you a question.
Go for it. What do you got?
So, by the way, this is not the office. The last time I was in here, Pete, this is not the office you were in. Okay, this is a much bigger office with a beautiful view. It's like a corner office. This thing is beautiful. Stupidity must be doing well.
And much further away from the studios, which is always good.
But Stupidity doing well.
It's doing just fine.
Pete, I had this great idea, okay? So this is a playground for me. I am going to walk around the entire Bristol campus everywhere, building four, cafeteria, Starbucks, everywhere. And I'm just – Stan's going to follow me. I have this microphone. I am going to interview just random people, whomever. I'm just going to interview people, and we're going to put it all together, and that's going to be Stupidity for this week, you know?
You realize these are like the only 2 weeks on the sports calendar where all the leagues are playing, and there's literally nobody here. Like, everybody is out doing their jobs. That's the worst idea I've ever heard in my life.
That's a good point, Pete. I probably should have thought of that, but I don't think anything through. But we're going to do it anyway. We are going to march forward regardless of whether anyone's here or not, okay?
I'm sure it's going to be just fine.
You don't seem terribly confident. Just say you think it's a f***ing bad idea.
I think it's a f***ing bad idea.
Stanzik, I f***ing told you it was a bad idea. Stupidity!